Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I want to thank the men and women who have served and are serving in the United States Armed Forces, and I encourage the rest of you to participate in the Veterans Day activities that are taking place in your community. Several years ago, after attending a Veterans Day commemoration in my hometown, I was inspired to a poem. I'd like to run it by you again this morning. I call this one Veterans Day. There was just a bit of a hitch in his git as he presented the colors that day. His Uncle Sam would have rationed the spam had his uniform fit him that way. Proudly he did stand as the high school band played "Those Caissons Go Rolling Along." His lips moved in time as he whispered the rhyme. He still loves the words to that song. We gathered there to say thanks to the men in the ranks who had served not so many years back. Crowded in the gym to show thanks to them who had tried to keep the world on track. Kids on the floor were bored long before the ceremony came to an end. A squirm and a wiggle suppressing a giggle reaching over to tickle a friend. The contrast was stark, like velvet and bark, of those blended there for a while. Solemn-faced men remembering when, children responding with innocent smile. Given the chance with no backward glance, warriors would take up their arms once more. But they fathomed the truth of sacrificed youth, and who next will go off to war. My friend Joel Nelson from Alpine, Texas, lives up to the description cowboy poet better than anyone I know. He recently got the lease on 35 sections of West Texas, where he makes a living caring for around 150 Coriante mama cows. Joel is the kind of fellow that appreciates his private space. He has spent his life with horses and cattle, except for a few years serving in the military. This morning I'd like to let Joel finish out today's edition of Homegrown with his poem, Shady Valleys.
The horseman was a soldier. Word had it, none was bolder. Hence the orders in the folder sent him with the light brigade. In the ghastly scene that followed was the gallant unit swallowed, where in bloody grass they wallowed, there in the valley shade. Then the lucky who were spared rode back where no one cared. Determined shoulders squared, but somewhat wiser now, these descendants of the knighted who in their quests delighted at the wrongs that they had righted. Yet it seemed a waste somehow. One would deem it somewhat strange that in all of history's range there is noted little change when sounds the battle call and fighting gallantly is told at the urging of the old, the youthful and the bold become names upon a wall.